What's going on, everybody? This is Nicholas D'Angelo, and this is the Shooting the Shits podcast episode. I don't fucking know. Haven't done this in a while. First guest I've had since probably January. I don't know, February. It's been a long time, like I said. But like I said in the solo podcast yesterday, I'm back. I'm going to try and give it my all. Try and have a podcast at least once a week, maybe twice a week. But like I said, we're getting a guest. This is kind of like a rerun podcast. Maybe a take two. I kind of fucked up this podcast the first time, but today I have my boy Jeweler Gatto.
What's going on, everyone?
My boy Jeweler Gatto, he's a jeweler based out of Haddon Township, New Jersey. Good friend of mine, went to high school together. Recently just went on a fun trip together. We'll get into that in a little bit though. Yes, but that's my guy. What's going on, baby? You just came back from a little adventure, right?
Yeah, in Nashville. Yeah, down Nashville.
Smash How was that? Town.
Oh, it was fucking incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember when we went, what bars did you go to?
This time we hit more. I feel like last time everybody was broken up.
I mean, everyone was pretty fucked up that weekend too. So we went back to Nashville back in May. I was saying that in the podcast yesterday too, but for our buddy Ryan Feely's birthday, shout out Ryan Feely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that shit was a fucking blast. That place is probably the craziest place I've ever been to. Yeah, like, how would you describe that place?
Mini Las Vegas. Las Vegas without the casinos.
Yeah, see, I've never been to... Yeah, that was a problem. I've never been to Las Vegas, but the way I would think of it is like an adult playground, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, that place is sick.
Well, what do they call it? They call it the Bachelorette City.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bachelorette parties, whatever the fuck you say it. But yeah, no, that shit was a good ass time. We were actually over there, and I guess the first night I was there, I don't know, I don't remember. I got kicked out. I was trying to run on stage and some shit like that.
Kid Rocks.
Kid Rocks. Yeah. I barely remember that joint. And then the next night, we were over at No, I never got to go to Aldean's. Did you go?
Yeah, this time.
It was
last
sick.
Time when we went. No. The line, it was like 2 hours. You were going to wait.
Aldean's is sick, though.
Aldean's is the fucking place.
And you went to Wallen's. How was that?
Dude,
I want to go to fucking Wallen's so bad.
Dude.
It was sick.
Disappointing.
Nuh-uh.
Disappointing. It's just not what you would how you would want it to be. I don't know. I can't explain it. First off, it's not on Broadway, so it doesn't hit as much.
Wait, it's not on Broadway?
Nah, it's on a side street of Broadway.
Where's it near? I know it's up, because I remember when they were building it, it was like...
You know Kid Rock's is on the corner?
Yeah.
It's across the street, but not on Broadway. It's the street...
Like, so it's on a street, though? It's not like in a, like a... Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And it's... How many floors? Two?
Just three? Like the other ones. It's like...
Four?
Five, yeah.
Did you go on the rooftop?
Like five.
That looks rooftop cool. Sick. That's pretty
rooftop
cool.
Sick.
Yeah. Chairs and shit? Yeah. Like they're not bolted down or nothing.
Nah. No bullshit.
That's some crazy shit. Yeah, when we were there too, the first night we... Or second night, we were over at the day club thing. Remember that? When we were watching the...
Oh, yeah. Ava.
Yeah. And
Ava
then,
rooftop.
Yeah, that's above the PBR bar and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were there too, and our one friend won a free table and bottle service. Shout out Glorum for the bottle service. Yeah. Stole my bed and shit. But two nights in a row. But yeah, we got the free bottle service and shit like that.
I think the Glorum story is more interesting if you
want to
go into that.
No, we don't need to go to the Glorum story. We're not going to waste time on that. But yeah, that shit was fun. Graham told me that I went into the bathroom and he said I was just pissing, and then next thing you know, I was just on the floor and I just acted like everything was cool. I was just finished up and I was just laying on the back in the bathroom. That's kind of embarrassing, but that shit's hilarious. Yeah, and then I got kicked out.
Yeah, I remember you getting kicked. Last thing I remember of Nicky D is us sending him home in an Uber. And 20 minutes later, we see him walking down Broadway.
Yeah, I refused to go home that night, dude. And then I remember I was just flicking cigarettes in someone's face. Yeah, that was a crazy night. But, that was a great subject to fucking touch on. But you were also in Florida not too long ago, right?
Yeah, I was in Florida.
What were you doing down there?
Just getting my chill on, getting my thing on down there.
Yeah, you guys ran a nice little boat the one day, right?
Yeah, we got a nice little 58-footer.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. That's sick. I mean, was that your first time on a boat that size?
I personally have bought.
Fucking, that shit was probably sick.
Yeah.
What'd you just go around, where's that take you around?
We started in West Palm and went like down to Miami.
Oh, that's sick.
And then it comes back.
Have you been to Miami?
Yeah. So not the last summer.
Yeah.
We went down in Miami. Yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. It was kind of like the clubs and shit are dope. And like shop, you know, I'm a big shopper. I love the shop. So like all the shops down there were sick.
Yeah.
But like low-key, I don't know if you ever been to LA.
No, dude, that's another place I need to get out to. Miami, fucking LA, and dirty. Vegas are like,
dude, dirty, fucking dirty.
What do you mean?
Fucking bums everywhere.
Really?
Trash. Yeah, they do not keep up.
Well, I mean, Nashville is a little bit like that. So that's like they're totally different.
No,
but they're totally different.
I would say for how Nashville is, country beer drinking, heavy fucking drinkers. They keep that shit pretty clean.
Yeah, for what it is.
For what it is, shit pretty clean.
It's like, I mean, it's one road, too, so that definitely helps. But, I would definitely agree with that. But LA is just a bunch of just homeless people. It's the homeless bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing over there? Just chilling, too?
In LA? 5th grade graduation gift, LA. Went to Cali.
Hit
Rodeo.
Yeah, that's sick.
I am trying to go back now that I'm older.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This was a while
this
ago.
Was fifth grade. I was like,
oh, shit.
11,
I might have missed that when he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have missed that. But still, that shit's pretty sick. Yeah, it's even just cool just to go to there and just see the shit. Like, Hollywood sign and shit.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty cool. All right. Yeah, let's get into it. So, Jeweler Gatto. So, tell me a little bit about the store based out of Haddon Township. What exactly is your role? What do you do?
Owner, maker, buyer, seller. I do it all.
All of the above. Yep. Okay. So out of those four, what's your favorite?
That's a good question. That's a tough one, too. Because I love it all. Mm-hmm. I love it all.
And we'll get into each one.
I'm going to say, everybody's going to expect me to say making it.
Yeah. That shit seems tough. So
but I'm going to say,
that's where a lot of my questions
I'm
going to
say
from.
Buying it.
Buying.
Because with buying, I get a whole, like, the experience behind buying. It's not, like, I'm not just buying shit. Like, people come in, sell me something. No, I'm going to freaking New York City.
That's so,
I'm going to down to Florida. Over to, I actually went down to, Texas 2 years ago, and they have, so it's called JBT, it's a Jewelers Board of Trade, and they got JCK, and I'm a JCK member, which is like they host shows where all vendors come, and I get to go there. They book me a room in a hotel.
So when did you get into, so you're a member, so what exactly is that company or event?
It's just a group. So they're like a group that they started. They pull, they get all wholesalers to come wherever they are. Like, there was a Vegas one in the beginning of summer. They got over like 250 vendors, which is insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking. Where do you even hold an event like that with that many fucking vendors?
They held it in the Wynn. It's a casino.
Yeah, I've heard
it's
of
just,
that.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty. They got a big like convention room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. And you just meet all types of people. Like, there's everyone.
Oh, just you can every think. So, yeah. There's probably so many connections you can make and all that shit.
Yeah.
And how's that? It's like, people there, like, I feel like the jewelry game, when you look at people, people are stuck up, people are greedy. Like, it just seems like a pretty crazy game. Just from what I've seen, like, on social media and all that bullshit.
That's
like,
social media bullshit.
But it's not like that.
All those fuckers on social media, like,
okay.
They're just like that. But, like, when you get down to, like, I hate saying this. That's like fake, like social media. Fake that's business. Like a fake business shit. Because those people in the Diamond District, they're just fucking going to each other, helping each other, and just staying with each other.
Yeah.
And like when I go to the shows, like you meet some really like fucking cool people.
Cool people, yeah, like nice people.
Nice people, yeah.
So you're saying it's bullshit. So why exactly again are you saying it's bullshit? Just because, I mean, I guess it's the social media aspect, yeah, right? Just people trying to get the clicks, get the...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I definitely understand.
Get that because,
like,
cash.
I see all that shit, like the New York shit, like the jewelry stores in New York and shit. So, like, are you going to places like that that have those type of people? Or, like, do you have connections out there, like, that you've built over the past couple of years and stuff like that?
Yeah. It's all the background people you will never see.
Exactly. So not the people that are on the phone screens and shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess, and they're great connections if you've been using them for years. And yeah, it seems like that group is like a really cool ass group, actually, because you just, I mean,
yeah,
and your membership and stuff. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, and then there's like on Facebook, you got like jewelers helping jewelers. Like, you ever seen like a Facebook group?
Not for exactly for that, but I get but the like, idea. Yeah, just Facebook group of just like jewelers and shit.
Yeah, they got one. It's jewelers helping jewelers. All cool ass people. Like, there's like 1,000 members in it.
Yeah,
and if just I post needed up, some, I just post something like, "Hey, anybody got a 6-carat emerald?"
Yeah,
they'll and be then, like, "Yeah, sure." Yeah.
So, I guess you said the buying's the best part. So, would I be wrong if I'm saying, like, what I see on Instagram when they're going and negotiating, it's like a negotiate. It's the same type of deal, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you feel like, and then, like, yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But is it like a war room, is what I'm saying? Or can it get to a war room, or is it like you're simply just going in there and just going to try and meet at a good number?
I'm sure most of the people on social media would love to take it to the next level of fucking arguing, screaming.
Yeah.
But when I, you know, I like to keep my people. You know, I like to give them respect.
Exactly.
Because they've been in the game longer than I have.
Exactly. And they're, yep.
And I don't want to ruin any relationships with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we meet at one number, cool.
Yeah.
Take it easy on them.
Yeah. So, the other thing is, obviously, you love jewelry. It's what you fucking do. Yeah. So, when you go out and you're buying this shit, is it like... Like, you're not like, I want that shit's tough. I want that for myself. Like, you never like that? Like, ever?
Sometimes for sure.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, you're buying something because maybe the price is good, but you're also buying shit that you like that you think other people like. So, shit you like. So, it's like, you're never just like, I'm about to just keep this for myself and shit.
Yeah,
that's, I didn't know. Like, is there any, like, something like that it was like that? Like, you're like, damn, like,
Times out of 10, I'm gonna find something I like.
Yeah, but I'm like, no, but more like saying, like, damn, probably should sell this, but like, back keep it.
Oh, for sure. Oh, dude. I find, say, I go out and from one vendor I get 50 pieces. I'm keeping like 10 of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So then, when if you buy shit in bulk like that, they're giving you, they're taking care of you.
We get good prices.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
And
most of all the vendors we go to, all wholesale. So, like, no matter who we go to, we're getting a good price. It's just all on who's giving the best price, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely.
You know, like,
that shit out.
One of my vendors might sell me a 18-carat diamond choker for $6,000,
mm-hmm.
and some other dude might give it to me for $8,000. Both great deals on my end.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go with the 6,000.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. I think that, I mean, like, this is shit like that. Like, when I look, that's the craziest thing I ever seen. We got a little question request from the back.
I won't lie about it either.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, if I were you, definitely try that shit on, look in the mirror. But the question from the back, from the crowd in the back, was, do you try the shit on once or twice before you're selling it? And I'm assuming the answer is just because I would do the same shit.
Not gonna lie, this is probably the sixth or seventh Italian boot I've worn after selling it.
Okay.
So, hell yes. Yeah. I wear that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
fucking
funny. And I will sell
it. But the best thing about jewelry, never gonna lose its value.
Yeah,
I could wear it 100,000 times and I could still sell it for the same price the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it's jewelry. It is what it is. Let's get into... Like, that was good shit, because, like, that shit I didn't know. Like, I was looking at, like, your website and stuff, and I'm just like, dude, how does it get to this point? How does this start? Like, what's the starting point with that? But, like, yeah, definitely that helped out a lot, just knowing how that shit works and stuff like that. Let's get into the making process, because this is very interesting to me. And you said it's not your favorite, but, dude, it's got to be cool to make some fucking... like, that shit comes down to an art, you know?
Yeah,
it is. So, like, being able to make something like that and... doing stuff like that has to be pretty fucking sick. But so I guess my question is, when you get an order or some a certain request, or if you're just feeling creative one day, what's the first steps to making a gold piece, a piece with diamonds and shit like that?
All right, well, for example, I'm gonna use this. This is my favorite fucking piece.
Okay, so all right, favorite, well then if we're gonna pull up that, I was like, that piece, like, just some of the shit is just like fucking cool, dude.
Shout out my new online store, by the way.
Yeah, I was actually gonna plug that right now. CGF Jewelry.
Yes.
CGFJJewelry.com. Check it out. But shit, dude. Hold on, I don't want to waste too much time.
Was it Italian cross?
The Italian cross was fucking fresh. I was checking that shit out. Oh, dude, it's not. It's just on your fucking Instagram. Bro.
What was it,
dude? Where is it at? This shit was so fresh.
Probably could have been a story.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
John,
the Italian cross.
Like, is that something? See if can the camera see that. All right, I'll get our good angle back. But yeah, that's an Italian cross. It's green and
it's got
green
emeralds,
and
rubies.
Red emeralds with... Are those diamonds in the middle, too?
Yes, sir.
Diamonds in the middle on a diamond chain. So, like, is that something you just, like, one day, like, fuck it, this looks dope, we're back. But I was talking about the Italian cross made out of the red and green emeralds, you said?
Yep.
And with the diamonds in the middle. So, what I was asking before, I think, is, like, is that something just one day, like, fuck it, like, that shit looks cool, like...
Yeah, one day you just... You know, I had this made, the Italian boot, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I want to make a cross like this. So, and he asked me about the starting process
on
that.
Yeah, so, like, what's your first step to doing something like that?
So, it's a process, you cast it, which we don't do that in-house, we have someone do that for us.
Casting, what's exactly casting?
So, you have a mold, and you get fucking scorching hot gold. Or yellow, or whatever you're using, you pour it into the mold,
and that's mold, and then you let that sit, and then that's what makes the frame, and then you go build off of that, and that's where you come in. And then what's your first steps with that?
It's a bitch. I always hate it until I'm done everything, but you gotta file it. You gotta file all the casting marks off of it. It's a fucking pain in the ass, but it comes out fucking great.
Damn.
And then after you file it, what were we about to say?
I don't know. Just like filing it, as in like what? Just is it like scratches, or is it just more like, is it something just you'd have to see to understand? Like,
kinda. So you have like, I can't explain the file, but it's just a file. It's not like a finger file. It's a big ass file. And I'm filing it down to where it gets to a nice smooth layer of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I make all my cuts in the prongs, set the stones in, round the prongs, and then polishing it is where it brings out that shine.
The shine, And that's the last step, I guess, right?
Yep. And then, well, then you clean it. But polishing it's the last step to make it look, give it that finish.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, once it's done, you're probably, let's fucking go.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I'm done working forever.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. So, What do you think has been your favorite piece to make?
Hate saying this, but probably Chase Petty's pendant.
Okay.
That thing was
so that's
fucking
the CP, that's
sick.
The CP logo, yeah. Right? So why do you say hate
nah,
saying
we ain't
it?
Got into that. Not in this episode.
Okay. Alright. Well
but fuck that, and Sal's the boy.
Yeah, that's a great pennant.
We made got DK, DK's pendant. That was fun. Those are
fun ones. Yeah. We won't get into that topic. Maybe later down the road.
Maybe in a sec. But, a third podcast.
Dude, that shit was fresh.
Nah, it's fresh.
Technical difficulty because of the Phillies just won in the 10th, bottom of the 10th. Throw was not in time. They won. But back to what we were saying. I think I was asking you about your favorite pennant. You've ever made, or favorite piece you ever made with the Chase Petty piece. Not going to get into that. Save that for a different time. That could be interesting. But besides that, I mean, so actually, I do want to talk about that piece because I'm curious on like, was that like the biggest piece you've ever done?
One of, yes.
And like how long does that take? Does that take way longer?
Or took me 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. So how long does a standard piece like that cross that we... or like this? You made this?
Yeah. This took me 5 days.
5 days. So it just depends the piece and all that stuff.
The
and
piece.
And how you're doing it and all that. Okay. Yeah. So besides that, what would you say your other favorite pieces are? Like stuff like that? Or?
Yeah. So my tattoo artist... well, really, the owner. I go to one of the other guys in the studio. Must have made bank tattooing. He's been tattooing for 20 years. So he balled out a little this year. Wanted a fat Cuban necklace. I got a picture.
Yeah.
Pop it up there. I don't know if you ever seen the videos of people twisting the chains and making a Cuban.
Yeah, you did all that.
That shit was fun.
So, like, that was going to ask, like, did you make, like, these pieces and stuff, or is that stuff you buy?
This is, I bought this and bought this as a Cartier love bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
I got these two. Actually, just recently got this one. Fuck, I think I bought all these.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, have you made some, like, stuff like that? Or is that, like, that Cuban was, like, the first one you've ever, like,
the Cuban
twisted and did all that shit?
So, in my training, I've done, like, I've made rope chains.
Okay. So,
I've made chains before, but, like, my first one to sell it.
So, that's a great question, too. So, this is something you got to get certified for, right?
Yeah.
Or, and have, like, I guess, a license making it? Or what exactly would that be?
I mean, technically, you don't. It just since I'm owning the business,
and
it always looks better. Yeah,
stuff.
It looks better.
Okay. So what's that process like? What are you doing? Are you going to like a school, or is it like that's just a certain test you have to pass?
I wish it was just a certain test.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And how long did that
take
you?
I'm still going through it.
And you're still going through it.
Yeah. So right now I'm.
So how long have you been in it?
When we graduate high school, 4 years, 5 years.
So you've been in since you left high school. Okay. Yeah that's a long time.
Up around jewelry my whole life.
Yeah, so that was another topic I was going to get into.
Mother.
Yeah, so what made you get into it was your mother?
Yeah.
And is it, did she start that shop in Penn Township?
Yeah, she established it, yes.
Okay. And so has this been like a thing you've always wanted to get into, or is it... like something that came in after high school, or what was it? Just something you've always wanted to get into, probably, right?
I've always like gravitated towards it.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if you see me in high school, I was always rocking the chain.
Yeah.
Or something.
Nah,
so
yeah, I get it.
I've always had an interest in it.
It is really cool shit. So would you say your mother's always been like your biggest mentor and all that shit? Like especially
for
with that,
easily.
And just like, like, is she the one that? Or was she a maker as well? Like, she made jewelry and stuff like
so
that?
So, she's a designer, yes.
Designer.
And she was actually a pearl stringer. That's
pearl
how she started.
Stringer. What exactly is that?
Yeah, you see a pearl necklace.
Oh, so she
she's
does...
She's one to make that. Yeah,
that's...
She puts all the strings... She puts all the pearls together.
Now, that has to be a pain in the ass.
That's a bitch.
Yeah.
That's something I will never do.
Damn, that sounds hard.
when she's long gone, so will the pearls. Because yeah, I ain't doing that shit. I'll be buying pearls.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I ain't stringing that shit.
Mike had a good question, our cameraman, about, how does that stringing process work?
I, to this day, still don't fully understand. But there's this one fucking tool that she uses, and it picks up the string. She puts it through the pearl.
Yeah.
Fucking ties a knot. You don't even understand how she does it.
Yeah, dude.
Like, one day, I'm gonna take a video. I'll take a video and send it to you just to pop it up real quick.
Dude, that has to be hard as shit. Like,
she doesn't do it as much as she used to anymore, because she's strung so many pearls. She just has them.
Yeah.
But, she could do that shit with her eyes closed.
Jesus.
And it's a wild sight.
Yeah, dude, that has to be tough as shit. Yeah. Yeah, but so, like you said, she's a jewelry designer, and not a maker, though. Like, you do the gold and shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, if you, like, when you first started after high school and you were doing that stuff, were you, like, doing the designing aspect, or did you know from the jump, like, you wanted to get into the making and all that and be fully in it, like, to be able to do everything, is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to be able to do everything.
And yeah,
so that someone comes at me with a crazy piece they want to make,
you'll
something crazy, I would just
be able to deliver.
I would be that man. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I guess my question would be, what, besides your mother, obviously, who are, like, some of the biggest people you've looked up to jewelers wise, or just anyone in general that, like, you're like, I want to be like that dude, or just someone that you, like, really respect in the game, or anything, you know what I'm saying?
I'll say one, Jacob & Co. Well, not only can he make an insane watch, but he makes nice jewelry, and I wish I could draw. That's my one downfall.
Oh, so he draws everything out.
He can draw.
Oh, so that's definitely
draw.
That's a whole fucking other world of shit too. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
He can fucking draw.
Drawing's definitely a huge part. Like, just being
able
to do
draw,
stuff like. So could your mother draw, like, stuff?
She,
like,
can draw.
So that's the okay. So yeah, that's where definitely the designing aspect.
Yeah.
Is,
like, see, I gotta bring a fucking iPad and
damn,
use an iPad, which fucking blows.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking blows, but like.
But still, dude, it works. Whatever you got to do, you make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
But the drawing, that has to be easy. Like, that has to be crazy. Another great question from the crowd.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, with the way the world is changing, we're getting into this technology bullshit. Everything's AI and all that. Is AI able to make pendant drawings or jewelry drawings and stuff like that?
So, that's something I'm getting into right now.
That's what you're getting into.
My, tattoo artist uses AI
to come up with his ideas. Holy shit.
So I'm,
dude, that has
talking
to be
to
wild.
I'm actually
too.
Going to see him on Wednesday.
And just to maybe learn some stuff like that, pick up some shit.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, because if you could apply that to your game, like that.
Yeah, it would help.
If you
me.
Apply that to your game, it's game over.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be able to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
But Jacob & Co., where are they based out of, or him, or
fucking everywhere.
Just
and anywhere.
Like,
I think he started in New York.
A bunch of different stores, or is he just a traveling jeweler? A
bunch of different stores.
Jacob & Co. Have I been,
you've
I've definitely
seen
one.
You ever seen the Bugatti watches?
Probably.
Definitely. Dude, he's got some
crazy
fucking
shit.
And he just opened a store in Japan, I think, or Tokyo.
Wow. Yeah. Tokyo. Going international is probably fucking nuts.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
So that's someone you really look up to, want to be like that.
Dude. Selling watches for $2 million.
That's fucking wild.
And like I said, he could draw, and it's not just some shitty, simple draw. Like, it's a detailed fucking draw. Like, insane drawings that he turns into real life.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Damn. Yeah, back to the other point, though, but shout out mothers, man.
Amen.
Like, holy
Amen.
Shit. Like, they really... Dude, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they... I mean, obviously, your mother helped you get into fucking what you're doing now. Yeah. Or it's obviously someone you really look up to and shit. Yeah. Like, same thing with my mother. Helps me through so much shit, dude. Shout out mothers. Everything you guys do. You guys are the best. But on to the next thing. All right, was that anyone else you look up to, or that just like the biggest one you've always like?
The biggest one, I would have to really think.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe,
but that
like,
was a quick answer. Obviously, yeah, that's your biggest. Yeah. That's pretty cool. What else did I have? I think it was, the selling process. Like, what's it like? Where do you get the most customers from? Is it in store? Is it online? Is it someone hitting you up to do pieces?
Referrals.
Referrals. So as in like just people like, yo, I need jewelry, go Jewelgato. Yeah. That's like what it is.
Pretty much.
Okay. And like, so obviously like it's like when you have a customer, you're trying to build a clientele, right? Like someone that's gonna keep coming back and stuff like that. Is that what it's been like, or has there been more like one time buys, or have you built like a nice little clientele now?
Yeah. We got people that come in 1-2 times a week. Which is...
That's sick. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, even just... Yeah. Dude, even if you had fucking 2 people coming in twice a week.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I would say we got, right now, a solid 8 people that come in 1-2 times a week. Even if it's for some stupid shit they broke, they come in, get it repaired. Still, while they're waiting for the repair, they'll be like, damn, what is that?
Yeah, that's some good customers always just coming. Even, but that's the little shit. That's always part of it when you're especially running a business like that. The little shit is everything, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to help them stuff. Like, dude, I brought my watches in.
Yeah.
You did links for me, 12 watches or whatever, and didn't even charge me. I was trying to give you fucking cash. Nah, dude, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's, yeah. Like it goes a long way. It truly does, you know. Just doing little shit like that.
Yeah. Even people, if someone comes in one time, like, hey, can I get a battery?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And people don't forget that shit. Yeah. That's definitely how the referrals build up and stuff. Like my father, dude, like his main,
actually just referred him to someone.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. My father's main way of getting business is referrals. Like it's just like you do one good thing for someone, that shit, do it for more than fucking a lot of people, like it's just gonna keep building up, and people are gonna be like, "Yeah, it's a great company. That's a great company."
Yeah,
always gonna go back to it. But yeah, that's so. The selling process is mainly in store, I guess, right?
Yeah, as of right now, yeah. Hopefully, you know, the website's been out for about a month.
Yeah, and then like you handle all the shipping and all that stuff. You'll just ship it from store.
Yeah,
damn, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So how's the website been? How long did that take to build up?
About 6 months to make it. It was a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is not no joke.
And it's got about,
and like, cause you got a bunch of different options, a bunch of different shit. Like that probably took so long. You gotta take good pictures for the shit. Like,
I had to hire a photographer.
Yeah, I would have probably too if I were you, dude. That's a lot of like, can't mess that shit up. That shit's gotta pop and all that shit.
Yeah,
dude, that's crazy. But I mean, I bet you're fucking glad it's done now.
I'm so happy. I mean, I still got to add more products. That photographer, she was expensive. So, slowly but surely, I'll be having way more products on there. We got actually one drop's about to come out. End of September.
Ooh, right.
End of September, there'll be the second drop.
A little drop.
Yeah.
So, can we get into that at all? You don't want to give out too much.
Yeah, you can.
So another drop as in just like a lot more pieces or some special shit, like specialty shit, or
a little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Okay, so you're probably coming out with that fire. You might have to show me that after the podcast. So back to the website. Have you had your first buy yet?
I wish I could say yes, but not yet.
Not yet.
Only been a month though.
Yeah, definitely. So can you check like the if people have been on the website, or like is that like statistics like that come up?
Yeah, so you could see all the analytics on it. Shopify is, if you want to make,
so through Shopify. Yeah. Shout out Shopify.
If you want to make like a damn good website, you use Shopify.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. And like Shopify, it seems like it's a lot of help in like what they do. Like
So building it is hard. They don't really help you much on that. Like a lot of it's coding. And that shit's a fucking pain in the ass. I was YouTubing shit. I was up till like 3 a.m. YouTubing shit. Yeah. And yeah, that's a bitch.
What but, you gotta do though.
Yeah, all the analytics though, it shows you everything. It shows you how to market. If you want to know how to market, it'll teach you how to market.
Yeah,
it'll. You could get like I just today downloaded this Facebook and Instagram app, and now Shopify it connected to both of my Facebook and Instagram, and now it's gonna run ads for me.
Yeah, that's so, a great idea.
It's a slow process, but surely enough.
Yeah, you'll
we'll
be able
get that sale.
Yeah. That's gonna be sick. It's definitely gonna be hype.
And with the you asked how if I could see how many people viewed.
Yeah,
it shows you how many sessions if people put stuff in their cart and so abandoned it.
Detailed.
It's detailed, and so far in 4 weeks, over 5,000 sessions. So
yeah,
that's kind of crazy. And it shows you every person's location.
Yeah. So that was the other thing. So like. What like 5,000 sessions? Is most of obviously most locations probably around here or just everywhere?
All over United States. There's been shit in fucking Bolivia.
Okay, so yeah, you're definitely
Hong Kong.
That's a good. So it's definitely making it places.
Yeah,
and especially after like you said, they're gonna run ads and stuff like that'll be at a bunch of different spots. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty damn cool. So back to this drop. We cut out for a minute and now we're maybe conversing the drop. He says he might want to give out one thing. And do you want to let him
I'll
know?
I'll give you two watches. One's a rose gold AP and the other one's a Rolex Daytona.
Whoa. And it's John's. I mean I'm trying to think about, but I could just see how they're no joke. Like that's legit shit.
Those watches.
And what was it like trying
never
to find?
Even worn them.
What was you sure? You haven't worn them? Sure. Sure. All right. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The Daytona. I've never worn the Daytona.
Yeah, that's crazy. Caught him red-handed. But like, what was the process of getting them? Was that hard?
The Daytona, yeah.
Yeah.
AP's pretty common.
Yeah.
Could get.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, if you know the right people, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, those are going to be, and you said late September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be sick. Dude, what else did I want to get into? So we got through the buying, we got through the selling, we got through the making. What was the last one? We had four.
Designing.
Yeah. So like those designs, like obviously the Italy piece, the cross, obviously they're all pretty common things, but like are you like sitting around and you're just like, yeah, I have a design and you're right. Like you're trying to write shit out or like what's like, are you just kind of sounding like an idiot, but like, it's like, are those thoughts always coming in your mind? Like, yeah, like yeah. I want to like fucking do this. Like, yeah, this looks sick, but yeah. I can't get it from, cause you said it's hard to draw. So I can't start to get it from my brain to the fucking paper or the fucking iPad or whatever.
A lot of it, most shit. So almost a lot of shit has to be casted. So it's me and my caster going back and forth.
So that could be a war room.
That could be a war room because.
And it's like when you're with the caster, is he like, yo, I don't think I could do that, or like, there's like,
shout out my caster Ricky.
You could do just about anything.
That motherfucker can cast fucking anything.
Okay, that's sick. Shout out Ricky.
Yeah,
that's crucial. I feel like too, right? Like, because if you like you said, you want to be that guy that anyone can come to for anything. So like, yeah, you gotta have the right team and right pieces and shit. Like, okay. That's so like is it just like an idea and then like, or if you get an idea like that, will you just call the caster right away? And
sometimes, listen, gold's $25.50 an ounce right now. That shit's expensive and people don't want to buy a hell of shit, which is understandable. So I'll wait for certain times. I'll write it down in my notebooks. I got fucking 6 notebooks full of shit just waiting to be made.
Okay, so that's really what I was. Okay, that's what I was saying. 6 notebooks.
6 fucking notebooks.
So okay,
I got a lot of ideas in this brain.
So that's
Okay, so that was my question. Yeah, I couldn't get it out, but that's what I'm saying. So you have ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, dude, that's what it's all about. When you want to get something from fucking here to here, like that's the work you're putting in, the way of staying up till 3 a.m. to fucking get that website done. Fucking,
I was on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was working on that website.
Yeah, like, I hope you weren't drinking, because when I have a fucking couple drinks, I can't do shit, dude. But
I'll drink a little.
But, like, that's the work you gotta fucking put in. If you wanna make shit work, you wanna get shit done, like, you gotta do it. So that's what I'm trying to fucking do with this podcast. I've been telling a couple people now, I wanna give it one fucking straight year of just doing it and see where we could take it. But that's the shit you gotta do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy shit. I don't know. Should we keep getting into stuff?
If you want, it's up to you.
That, or should we do a fucking part two?
Part two would be like, crazy, because we could get into more shit. We could get into, like, my clients.
Yeah.
We could get into...
All right.
I'm telling you, get that notebook out. Write down shit.
Yeah. Because we should... All right. I mean, my brain's also getting fried, too. Yeah. But let's stop it here. We'll call this a podcast, because, dude, I feel like we could have, like, a three-part fucking podcast, because I got so many more questions about, like, but I feel like the more we go on, it just think it'd be, like, 2 hours. But when we can make it multiple parts. But, yeah, I think we'll end it here for today, but this has been a great first episode back. That felt great, getting able to sit down and shoot the shits. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it was a pleasure, my guy.
Yeah. And this has been the episode with Jewel Urgato, part one. Like I said before, I'm going to give this a deep-ass dive. I'm going to try and give this my all. I have a bunch of plans, different stuff I want to do. I'm going to try and make it happen. Maybe try to get to... The goal right now is 5,000 by December. Damn. 5,000 followers by December. Let's see if we can make it happen. This has been the episode with Jewel Urgato, part one, and I will see you next time.